Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and warm night across the country, with pleasant conditions in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect weather for those enjoying the night air. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom from earlier today, Trump stated Iran is not ready for a deal, following reports of secret attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait from Iran. Also, JNS reports in the past hour that the U.S. is prepared for higher-level attacks on Iran, with tensions rising after threats from the Islamic Republic's foreign minister. Also this hour, Axios carries news that Trump has advised Netanyahu to withdraw forces from Syria and Lebanon. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes that Trump has not yet decided on major strikes against Iran, although discussions are ongoing. And finally, the Forward reports from earlier today that Germany is considering a law to criminalize denying Israel's right to exist, sparking concerns among American free speech advocates. From X, the latest, Arsen Ostrovsky, an international human rights lawyer, criticized the UN Secretary General's decision to extend the term of the UN Human Rights Chief, claiming a bias against Israel in recent actions. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported that U.S. forces intercepted another ship near Iranian waters, marking the fifth interception since the blockade began in July. Iris, a security analyst, shared a New York Times report about an alleged plot by Iran-linked operatives to target President Trump's aircraft, prompting a switch to a different plane for his return journey. Now for more on those stories. Starting with news from Israel Hayom, former President Trump remarked that while Iran appears more serious, they are not ready for a deal yet. This follows reports of secret Iranian attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait. The U.S. Embassy has warned its citizens in Israel to prepare for possible airspace closures. The situation remains tense and could impact regional stability. Turning to the JNS report, the U.S. administration has positioned itself for potential higher-level actions against Iran. This follows threats from Iran's foreign minister to retaliate against the U.S. This escalation comes at a critical time, with potential implications for international security and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, Axios reports that Trump advised Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to pull Israeli forces from Syria and Lebanon. This suggestion comes amid increasing regional tensions and could signal a shift in U.S. foreign policy. The implications for Israeli defense strategies are significant. On the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post highlights ongoing U.S.-Iran discussions. Trump has stated the U.S. is ready for action, but is also pursuing diplomatic talks. The outcome of these discussions could have far-reaching effects on international relations and peace efforts in the region. Finally, the Forward reports Germany's consideration of a law against denying Israel's right to exist. This has raised concerns among American free speech advocates about similar moves in the U.S. The proposed legislation could influence global debates on free speech and anti-Semitism. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israeli startup Plantopia has raised $9 million to develop dairy proteins without using cows. The company, backed by Schreiber Foods, aims to transform the dairy industry with its plant-based technology. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, Israeli exports reached an all-time high of $169 billion in 2025. Despite global challenges, the country's export industry continues to thrive, showcasing resilience and innovation. And finally, Walla Business highlights a concerning report from the Interior Ministry revealing that 38% of Israeli local authorities face deficits, with 16% in a critical economic condition. This paints a challenging picture for local governance and fiscal health. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.